Louise, you were here at on the Saturday of Crufts, very, very busy, hopefully very good for you. You're from Verboost, first time you've been here at Crufts, so tell me a little bit about how it's going for you so far.
We've had a fabulous show. We've been welcomed with open arms. We can't believe how busy it is, how noisy it is. It's just been absolutely fantastic for us.
So Verboost, what's it all about?
Verboost is a hydration smoothie drink for dogs. Each one has a real meat, fruit and vegetable blended with oils and vitamins. So it does hydrate, but also it supports the dog's well-being. So its functionality supports skin and coat, digestion, immunity, anxiety and the metabolism.
Very interesting idea for a smoothie for dogs. It sounds delicious. We'll get on to some of the flavours because it had my mouth watering, let alone any dogs. I mean, I'd like a few of them. What brought the idea to you? How did you come up with it?
Well, my background, I'm a food scientist, so I worked as a technical manager in the food industry for 20 years. And at the time, our home dog, Phoebe, was about 18 months old, and she fell ill with a bladder problem. And we were working with the vet to change her food, which was causing the irritation, but it was in the summer months and we were struggling to get her to drink. So at the time I was a technical manager for a company doing sports protein drinks, recovery drinks, meal replacement drinks, and I thought I'll make her a protein smoothie. So did it with real meat instead of the usual whey dairy products that are used in the sports industry, and she loved it. And within 2 weeks of changing her food, getting her hydrated, she's a completely different dog.
That must have been so rewarding for you, relief for you as well, because it's your dog. But then did the light bulb come on and think, I'm not gonna be the only one that's gonna benefit from this?
Yeah, it was one of those moments where we were getting stopped and asked, what do you feed this dog? What do you groom the dog? We noticed she was more alert, she was brighter, listening. For a beagle, that's rare. So we wondered if it had got legs, did a load of research into it to see if dog owners would be open to this, because it's an industry I've never worked in before. And each time we did the research, it came back as a big fat yes. So we went about trying to manufacture it and then brought it to market in Tetra Pak cartons.
And here you are. So tell me about some of the flavours. What are you trying, some trials here as well, giving some tasters and things?
Yeah, well, we've got 6 different flavours now, so we've extended the range. We have a beef, broccoli and blueberry, chicken, butternut squash and cranberry, pork, sweet potato and apple, venison, butternut squash and cranberry, salmon, sweet potato and blueberry, and a plant-based one. So that contains no animal proteins at all, so it's great for dogs with protein allergies.
Yeah. But it sounds like some kind of Michelin-starred restaurant menu right there. It sounds delicious.
It is, actually. It's all right until the fish oil goes in, and then it's a little bit fishy, but the dogs love it. When we sample, they work their way through the bowls. We love watching dog owners get their arms pulled out because the dog's pulling on the lead to get to our bowls. So, I think that's proof, really, that dogs love it. They find it highly palatable, and we love watching them enjoy themselves.
So it's good reaction from the industry and from owners and what have you. What sort of shops are you? What reaction are you getting from retailers? Where can you buy your products? And that, you know, how's that part of it going?
Yeah, we've got a number of pet specialists that we have on board that come to us directly. We're in then major retailers like Pets at Home, Jollies. We also supply VO Vet. And then more recently, we started branching out into the likes of B&M.
Wow, I mean that is pretty impressive. You're very pleased.
Yeah, really pleased. Just to be embraced in that way, and that dog owners get it, they want it, the demand's there. Enrichment is huge, so using it and freezing it to have that longevity with the dog, that distraction in downtime for an hour is priceless. And as well as the clinical, well, more clinical side, where if the dog's not well, they're losing fluids, it's a way of keeping them hydrated or enticing them to eat and drink. So that side's probably the main purpose, really, to get the dogs to drink it.
And how's this changed your life? Presumably, you know, you're not sitting there in your kitchen making up batches of this, you know. I'm assuming that there's been a sort of a production line going and staff coming on board and all those kind of things.
Yeah, that was probably the most challenging thing, really. It's like bringing it to market on a scale. So it's always a thing in the food industry. You take it from a kitchen sample, you're scaling it through factories, And we've done exactly the same process. It's like trying to scale it so that we can get the product out there. If the demand's there, then we want to produce it. And that was probably the biggest challenge over anything else that we did. It's going really well now.
Sounds well done. A success story in the making. Congratulations for that. Congratulations for being here at Crufts, and have a fabulous rest of your weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.